This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Opening tip one by Nokomis. Going to work here. Right side, Emma Snedden. They move it around left side to Addison Dangbar. Kicking around the right side and over to Emma Snedden. Left side, here's Dangbar. They work at right corner. And a give and go to Dangbar. She gets it over to Snedden. Snedden under the standard. And it goes to the bottom of the standard. And Greenville clears out the carom. Comets on the attack. Here's Brooklyn Suzuki. Tries to get it inside for Funneman. The ball deflected, takes a wild bounce, a free-for-all out there, a feeding frenzy as they try to get to the basketball. It will remain Greenville basketball. No score here early. Inbounds pass. They will get it over to Funneman. Funneman puts up a 19-footer offline. Rebound cleared out by Sauble for Nokomis. Top of the key, here's Snedden. Left side for Dangbar. And they'll work it over to the top for Emma Snedden once again. Left side, number three, Haley Engelman. Right corner for Addison Dangbar. They're moving the ball around nicely. And here's a turnaround, Jay. No dice for Sauble. Rebound pulled down by the Comets. Brooklyn Suzuki will take it up court. Cross midcourt, guarded well by Snedden. Comets, Mia Emkin, struggling to get the handle there, gets it away to a teammate. Abby Susenbach, she tries to push it inside to Funneman, and Funneman is fouled. First foul of the evening. Foul will go against. Here's a shot taken there by Susenbach. Foul will go against Sauble, her first. Two quick fouls here. Up to the line. Pumps it up and in. Susenbach with the first point of the evening. Puts the Comets on top 1-0. And goes for seconds. And puts Greenville up 2-0. And Nokomis trying to avoid a big halftime deficit. Forced the pass in there, taken away by Funneman. You know, if you think Funneman is just the tall player who's just going to work in the post, you are mistaken. She plays a full court game, nearly gets a steal there, but turns into a jump ball taken by the Redskins. Redskins, a 15-footer up and in. Nokomis on the board the first time. Nice, smooth bucket there from Emma Snedden. We are tied at 2, 5:45 to go into first. Greenville on the run, Emkin in the right corner. She'll drive into the paint against three defenders. Up and out. Rebound taken down by Addison Dangbar. Dangbar. Cross midcourt. Dancing over the end. Left side thinking shot, but backing off is Haley Engelman. Now we're getting inside a Sauble. Sauble, turnaround jumper. Won't fall, but she's fouled, I believe, by Funneman. That will be her first, team first, and she'll step up to the line for two. Sauble drains the first, textbook, 3-2, Nokomis. Trying to make it 4-2. And that one rims out, but rebound pulled down by the Redskins. Snedden with the rebound, and she'll fire it off to Haley Engelman. Engelman, a shot from three, won't fall. The basketball cleared out by Suzuki. Suzuki will put up a shot from three. Just about 4 inches too far. Rebound taken down by the Redskins. Here's Haley Engelman. Called for the double dribble now. Now, most of the players out here, you know, the face mask, it looks like they're at an Abe Lincoln impersonation contest. It looks like a synthetic beard, but Haley Engelman out there wearing the mask, full tilt. Interesting how it affects some more than others as far as the lung capacity or whatever, but Haley not taking any chances. Here's a pass that goes awry for Greenville, and it will be Nokomis basketball. 3-2, your score, 4:35 to go into first. Pass to Sauble. And then another pass as she tries to go, and it's broken up. Sauble tried to go to Natalie Engelman, but taken away by Greenville. Here's a pass down low. Nokomis nearly takes it away. Here's a shot from three by Funneman. Funneman's 21-footer won't fall. Rebound cleared out by Nokomis. Natalie Engelman. Now Haley Engelman. Works the left side to Dangbar. Shot from 16 from the baseline. Won't drop for Emma Stedden. Greenville gets the board. Halfway through the first, 3-2. Home team on top. Nokomis versus Greenville in a rematch of a heartbreaker for the Comets. A monster rally by Nokomis. They work it inside to Emkin. Greenville. Emkin floats between two defenders, gets the bucket. Comets back on top, 4-3. Funneman almost gets a turnover. They work it up court. Shot and a miss by Natalie Engelman. And the ball, I believe, last touch by a Redskin. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to the T-Tote Shootout on WSMI. All right, folks, we are back and getting back to action, as it will actually be Nokomis basketball. Last touch by Greenville. 5-second call is a concern, as and it happened. In fact, Carly King into the ball game. Every potential recipient, well covered. 5-second call, and the basketball will wind up in Greenville hands nonetheless. Here's Funneman. Again, 5'10", but does a lot of ball handling for this club. They'll move it around. Moves it over to Charlie Stearns. Here's a shot from three-point territory. Won't drop for Suzuki. Now on the run, Nokomis. Carly King. They'll work it around to Sauble. Sauble's turnaround jumper in between two defenders doesn't work out. Another follow-up shot after rebound. Won't drop, but she's fouled. Drawing her fair share of attention here tonight, Lily Funneman ticketed for the foul, her second. Two team fouls now for Greenville, and Sauble steps up to the line, drains it. And we have an even Steven ball game, 4-all tie. Checking in, Funneman will check out. And for the Comets, 50, Natalie McCullough, 6-foot sophomore. So they're doing okay in the height department. Sauble drains the second. 3 points for Sauble, 5-4. Nokomis on top. Here come the Comets, and they'll work it in to the new insertion in the game. Strong move to the hoop by Natalie McCullough, but can't get it off the glass. And, you know, great collapsing defense there. They collapsed under three defenders there quickly, and Nokomis will take the ball up court. Got a little action away from the ball before they could dish out the inbounds pass. And that will go against Emma Snedden, her second. Here's a shot from 19, won't fall. Rebound yanked down by Emily Cresson to the ball game. We'll kick it out to Carly King. Right side, Dangbar. Working it into Sauble. Sauble, left side, nice dish to Emma Snedden. Stedden will be called for the travel along the left blocks. Neither team really in the flow at this point. Still finding their way a little bit here in the early going. Closing in on 2 minutes to go here in the first. A 5-4 Nokomis lead. Last time out in the first half, Greenville was just on fire. As Alicia Keys would say, all of those girls were on fire as they had a great first half start. Here's a shot from three, and the old howitzer just a little offline, close but no cigar for Stearns. Now taking it the other way after the rebound, Nokomis. Dangbar will move it over, and they will get it to Sawbull, who gets another bucket. Sawbull, 5 points, 7-4 Nokomis. Here's Hemken with a shot around the arc. Off the right baseline, it clanks out. Nokomis basketballs, they are starting to get it done on the defensive boards. Closing in on the final minutes, the final minute of the first. They will work it inside, work it back outside nicely. And now they move it to Sawbull. Sawbull double-teamed and draws contact, I believe, from McCullough. But I don't think that's how the foul's going to go. I see the basketball being handed over to a Comet. No foul called. They'll say it's just went off Sawbull's hands out of bounds. She'll get a break. End of the game, 40. Sydney Bertolino, 5'8", sophomore forward. Here comes Hemken for Greenville, down by three. Down to 40 seconds. And they work it to the six-footer. Shot by McCullough won't fall. Greenville scoops up the rebound, and the basketball will go to Abby Susenbach. Susenbach is fouled as she moves toward the bucket. And Bertolino called for the foul. Her first, team fourth. Shot up and in for Susenbach. 2 point game, 7-5. End of the game for the Comets. Allison Rydens, 5'8", senior forward. Second free throw up and out. Rebound Hemken for Greenville. Works it over to McCullough. McCullough can't connect on a turnaround jumper. Rebound pulled down by Nokomis. Emily Kress up at the top of the key. It's Natalie Engelman. Engelman left side for Kress. They move it over to King. King left side. Back up top to Natalie Engelman. She'll go ahead and shoot from three. And that went offline. Final second. And Greenville with the rebound and a shot from Abby Susenbach has the distance but not the trajectory. 7-5 your score after one period of play. Nokomis on top. You're listening to the T-Toad Shootout on WSMI. The things that man has seen. The one and only Terry Tote. He lived and breathed basketball in this area. What a mark he left. And boy, how wonderful it is to extend his memory with this great shootout. We are ready to get underway here in quarter number two. Nokomis opening up with the basketball. And they will move it along inside to Engelman. Natalie Engelman, shot and a miss on a pull-up jumper. Rebound cleared out for Greenville by Rydens. And they'll call a travel after she kicks it over to Abby Susenbach. Susenbach called for doing a little Leonard Skinner. It'll give me three steps. Well, the guy in stripes ain't going to give it. All right, cross midcourt. Here's Snedden. Snedden backs it out. They move it right side to Dangbar. Up top to Natalie Engelman. Left side for Snedden. Snedden drives the baseline. Kicks it back. They'll work left side. Haley Engelman. Maybe one pass too many taken away by Rydens. And then returning the favor is Natalie Engelman. And they're coming up court, and Another double dribble there. Right now, both teams battling some ball security issues, and it's of the unforced turnover variety. 1 minute in to the second quarter. 7-5, Nokomis. Neither team hitting on all cylinders offensively. Here's Emkin trying to work it inside to McCullough. McCullough is fouled from behind. And that foul will go against Natalie Engelman. Her first, team fourth. Inbounds pass. Emkin has an open shot from three. And she drains it. Greenville on top, 8-7. 5 points for Emkin. Nokomis coming the other way. Sneddon, left baseline. Double team takes a shot. It's a side of the iron. Rebound pulled down by Rydens. Greenville coming the other way. Here's Susenbach. Takeaway by Sneddon. Sneddon appears to be on the receiving end of a frustration foul, perhaps. And that will look like, that looks like the first foul for Charlie Stearns. Here's a pass up to Sauble, back in the ball game. Shot and a miss from point blank range. Greenville will take it the other way. You know she's going to get untracked. She'll have a hot streak somewhere before this game is out. Sauble getting a hand in there, breaking up a pass from Greenville. And Nokomis on the move on a 4-on-3. Sneddon backs it out. Shot. Oh. They get it out to Haley Engelman. Shot from three, went off the iron and off the top of the standard. 8-7 your score. Greenville on top. A timeout called by the Redskins. Back after this, you're listening to the Tito Shootout on WSMI. Welcome back. 1 point deficit for Nokomis. Last time these teams met, Greenville was hot out of the starting gate. Nokomis not so much. Neither team setting the world on fire here in the first half tonight. Greenville trying to work the inside game, trying to push it down to McCullough, and McCullough takes an extra step. Sauble coming back in after a short breather. Sauble will check in. Sydney Bertolino will check out. There's an inbounds pass to Sauble. They'll work it up court. Sauble moves it left side. Here's a shot from three. It's in. Bingo. Addison Dangbar. And the Redskins on top. 10-8. Here comes Engelman. Engelman. Haley Engelman breaking up a Greenville pass. Last touch by her. And Greenville will keep the basketball. 5:24 to go. Here's another takeaway. A takeaway by Dangbar. Dangbar tries to work it inside. They'll get it to Sauble. Sauble from the right blocks. Puts it up and in, and she's fouled. You know how she can take over a basketball game. Sauble with a bucket. And she is up to the line now. She'll drain the old-style three-point play. 8 points for Sauble. Greenville comes the other way. The foul against Greenville's Brooklyn Suzuki, her first, team fifth. Here's Suzuki now. Funderman back in there for Greenville. Pass up top for Rydens. They'll move it left side over to Stearns. And Funderman tries to work it back inside to Suzuki in traffic. Nokomis gets the takeaway. Oh, a lot of traffic down there as they move up court. Looked like a transition opportunity, but everybody got back in time. 4:45. Inbounds pass to Sauble. Sauble can't connect off the inbounds from Haley Engelman. Engelman gets the rebound, puts up a shot off the bottom of the standard. Apparently last touch by Greenville. 4:42 to go. Suddenly a five-point edge for Nokomis, and they're trying to add to it with a three-pointer. Shot and a miss from the right baseline by Dangbar. Close but no cigar. Ball will go out of bounds. Last touch by Greenville. Another inbounds pass coming from Haley Engelman. They'll try to work it inside to Sauble again. And ball taken away by Funneman. Greenville on the attack. Funneman up top to Susenbach. Give and go to Funneman. Funneman gets the bucket, kisses the glass. 13-10. Nokomis coming the other way and called for travel. Haley Engelman. Have to eliminate those. The travels, the double dribbles, what have you. So Addison Dangbar gets a break into the game. Carly King. 13-10, Nokomis on top midway through the second quarter. Here's Susenbach. Tries to get it to Funneman again, but Funneman maybe looked at the people closing in on her, three defenders, and took an extra step. One of those, like, why did I do that moments. It happens in the world of sports. 13-10, 3:57 to go in the second. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a break. You're listening to the T-Toad Shootout live from the House of Kimbrough built at Nokomis High School on WSMI. Back to action here. Inbounds pass for Nokomis, and Carly King gets it across. And a ball broken up for Charlie Stearns with the breakup, and the ball soars out of bounds. It will remain Nokomis basketball. Now pushing it inbounds, Natalie Engelman. They will get it off to King. They'll move it left side to Sneddon. Inside to Sauble and under the standard. What a great matchup this is. Sauble versus Funneman. Great matchup to watch. 3.5 minutes to go. Here's Emkin right side for Greenville. Three-pointer from the right baseline offline. Sneddon goes to the rebound and ball dribbles off her foot. Greenville basketball, 3:24 to go in the half. Inbounds pass to Stearns. Right side, Emkin goes for another tray. Off the front of the iron. Rebound all down by Natalie Engelman. But Greenville swarms. They want revenge here tonight. Here's Sneddon up court. Guarded by Emkin. And Emkin might just get a little foul, if you will. Making contact from behind. Non-shooting foul. Her first, six-team foul. Addison Dangbar back in there for Nokomis. Here's a inbounds pass to Sauble. Sauble puts it up and in. 15-10. 3 minutes to play. Double figures for Sauble at 10 points. Here's a takeaway. Takeaway for Nokomis by Natalie Engelman. She'll push it up court quickly. They'll move it over to Haley Engelman. Engelman goes to the hoop, shot and a miss. Sauble rebound. She misses from up close. Rebound pulled down by Greenville. 5-point edge. Final 2.5 minutes here of half number one. Hope you're enjoying the shootout tonight. A couple of games left. Hey, you can listen or you can come on out and be a part of the action. They try to push it inside on the Greenville side of things, and that draws a little too much interest from Audrey Sauble. She's charged with a foul, her second team foul, number six. Back to work, Greenville. Here's a pass intercepted right into the hands of Emily Kress. Kress moves it up court, and they try to get a little transition action here as Haley Engelman gets the basketball, and she's fouled on the way to the hoop. So she'll try to get the points all by her lonesome at the stripe. That is foul number two on Mia Emkin. 17 fouls now. This one off the iron. She'll get one more shot. Chance to put Nokomis up by a half dozen. In and out. Rebound pulled down. Taken there by Emily Kress. Great, great fight there. They work it up to Sobel. Sobel. Great move to the bucket. 12 points for Audrey, 17-10. Nokomis. Here's Funneman for Greenville trying to end this Nokomis run. Pass broken up. But coming up with it is Abby Susenbach. Great determination. Misses the bucket, gets a rebound, gets another rebound. But consecutive misses, and Nokomis pulls down the rebound, and they're on the move. Minute and a half to go in a half. They work it inside to Sawball. Turnaround, Jay. No, gets her own rebound. Double teamed. Works it second. A second shot, follow-up shot, won't drop. Greenville's got some tough players out there in the front court. This is a great matchup. It's no cakewalk tonight for Audrey Sawball. Here's a pass to Susenbach. Susenbach drives toward the bucket, draws a foul, and I believe that will be Sawball. Indeed, it is her third, and that will probably get her a ticket to the Pine for a while. Seven fouls apiece, and up to the line is Susenbach. Susenbach, just a little too much oomph. Back of the iron, Sawball will check out. She is frustrated with the call. Or just the circumstances, perhaps. Call certainly on the money there. Bertolino into the ball game. Second free throw up and in. 17-11 your score, 1:11 to go. Snake eyes. Here we go, Sneddon. They get across court. Stripped, taken away. And the ball now in the hands of Nokomis. Little game of pinball. Temporary takeaway by Brooklyn Suzuki. Now here's Addison Dangbar. They move it left side. Haley Engelman thinking three. Now the ball taken away. The Comets, Charlie Stearns, taking the ball away off the dribble after Engelman decided not to go for the tray. Greenville on the move. Final 40 seconds of half number one. Emkin working on a give and go, gets the basketball. Well, they intended to give her the basketball back. Went off the hand of a Nokomis Redskin. Now Greenville has 35.3 to work with. Here's Stearns. They'll work it right side. Back to Stearns. Give and go. Three-pointer. Good. Stearns with her first points of the night. Three-pointer. And it's 17-14. That's huge going into the half. Under 20 seconds now. Haley Engelman to Addison Dangbar. Carly King in the corner. And a pass down low for Kress is broken up, taken away by Greenville. 1 second to go. Emkin puts up a three at the buzzer, and we have a tie game. And that brings a little momentum into the old locker room. Both teams kind of finding their way, both had moments. But 17 all, and Sawball with three fouls. That is that's a tough note heading into the locker room. We will take a break at the half. We will talk about a true legend here at Nokomis High School, and we talk about the cause here today, and that is the fight against cancer. Stay tuned for the halftime show sponsored by Carlinville Area Hospital and Clinics. Visit cahcare.com. Walk-in clinic daily from 8 to 4. No appointment necessary. Back after this on WSMI. Second half getting underway, 17 all. Greenville will take it up court. Taken away by Sneddon. Sneddon is fouled on the way to the bucket, and she will step to the line. Hits the first. Foul will go against Brooklyn Suzuki, her second. Team first. Sneddon puts Nokomis back on top, hits the first, shot and a miss. And Sawbull back out there, rebound. She'll miss from up close. Sawbull, I wondered if she would start the half with those three fouls, and she does indeed. Here's a shot from three. It won't drop for Stearns. Now moving the basketball around, Suzuki. They'll work it into Funneman. Right side, they get it to Susenbach. Susenbach puts up a 19-footer. It won't fall. And a battle underneath, jump ball, the arrow in favor of the Redskins. Trying to get it inbounds there, Haley Engelman. Engelman getting it up court after getting it back from Dangbar. She's double-teamed, manages to get it to Sawbull. Sawbull moves it over to Natalie Engelman. Engelman, not quite enough arch on the shot. Greenville scoops up the rebound. They've been doing pretty well in the defensive boards. Rebound pulled down by Susenbach. Here's a pivot around by Suzuki. And it looked like she was on ice skates for a minute. Took a little step beyond what the basketball law allows. Once again, Nokomis basketball. 1 minute in. 1 point edge for the Redskins. Natalie Engelman. Right corner for Haley Engelman. And they get the basketball left corner over to Dangbar. Dangbar takes an extra step trying to fake out the defender, but she didn't fake out the referee. And Nokomis will turn over the basketball. Sawbowl will take a break here. She will get a quick checkout. Sydney Bernalino back in there. Here come the Comets. And they want Nokomis chasing their tail out the other way around. That is a Comet punt, yes. They push it inside for Funneman. Funneman draws contact. You know, you wonder why I'm single. Comet jokes. Celestial stuff. Anyway, I need hobbies. Foul will go against Haley Engelman. Her first, team first. Up to the line, Funneman. Funneman will miss the first. Can tie the game here at 18. And it's in and out. Rebound pulled down by Emkin. But Emkin looks like trying to pull in the old grease pig at the county fairs of old. The ball trickles away, slips away, and it will be Nokomis basketball. Pressure from Greenville. They get it down, and they work it to an all-alone Sydney Bernalino. She cashes in. Cha-ching! 20-17. Now coming the other way is Suzuki. Motors her way up court. Suzuki will try to get into Funneman. Funneman will kick it out to Susenbach. Susenbach from the baseline from 10, no. Rebound pulled down by Nokomis. And some contact as Natalie Engelman tries to get up court. That will be foul number three against Brooklyn Suzuki. Foul number two on the Comets. Here's Haley Engelman. Engelman stumbles a little bit, contact with the defender. Still manages to get the basketball up court and puts a shot up from the baseline from the blocks. It's in and out, rebound pulled down. It appeared by Greenville, but last touch by out of the hands of the defensive player and then off the hand of Redskin. So it will be Greenville basketball. And Susenbach will handle the floor general duties for the moment. 5.5 minutes to go in the third. Emkin up at the top of the key. She's a sharpshooter. Got to watch out for her. Here's Sneddon with a takeaway. Sneddon with a takeaway, steaming up court. And then, like a hockey game, she gets checked on the way to the goal, or the bucket, if you will. And that will be trouble for Brooklyn Suzuki. That is her fourth foul. And that will earn her some pine time. Checking back in is Allison Rydens. Inbounds pass deflected and taken away by Emkin. Emkin trying to get something going, but three defenders quickly drop back for Nokomis. Greenville kicks it around. Here's a shot from three, and draining it is Charlie Stearns. And this game is 20-20 vision. We're tied. 5 minutes to go in the third. Here's Nokomis. You can feel the momentum in the Greenville corner. Trying to avenge that loss earlier, the painful loss for the Comets. They pass it inside to Crest. Crest tries to push it back out, but the passer and the passee didn't read each other too well, and the ball goes between two possible targets. Greenville will have it once again. Credit defensive pressure for that. Comets working up to Funneman again. Here's Rydens. Back out to Emkin. Emkin the sniper. Little offline there. I jinxed her. And going hard for the rebound there is Bertolino. Last touch by Bertolino as she can't keep it in bounds. Greenville basketball, they will work it inside to Funneman off the inbounds pass. Shot and a miss from 12. And a loose ball, a jump ball, and the arrow will go in favor of the Comets. Stearns over to Funneman. Funneman around the free throw line, back to the top of the key, left side. Broken up. The quick hands of Addison Dangbar disrupting that pass. And the Comets will reset. Here's a pass. They move it inside. Funneman, a nice dish. Over to Susenbach. Susenbach gets the bucket. 6 points for Susenbach. Greenville breaks the pass up. The Comets will keep the basketball. Sawbowl will check back in. In for Bertolino. And into the game for Sneddon is Haley Engelman. Sawbowl again, if you're just joining us. Three fouls. Here's a takeaway by Emkin, but Emkin can't keep it in bounds. Did a takeaway from Addison Dangbar. And inbounds pass again here from Nokomis. A little more success this time as they close in on midcourt. Here's Dangbar. Across the timeline, guarded by Stearns. Will work left side. Over to Haley Engelman. Haley Engelman over to Natalie Engelman. They try to push it inside to Emily Kress. Broken up by Susenbach. And it will be Nokomis basketball when we return. Timeout on the floor. 22-20. Greenville on top. You're listening to high school basketball on WSMI. All right, we are back. And Sauble gets the rock, but partial rejection. Greenville on the move. Emkin cleared out the rebound, moved it up court. And Funneman, working around the right side, takes an extra step. Again, unforced turnover is a problem on both sides tonight. 3:36 to go. Nokomis, they'll work it into Sauble. Sauble, you'd like to see her take over the game if you're a Redskin fan. Here's Haley Engelman gets a hip check, to use a hockey term, on the way to the bucket. And a foul will go against Allison Rydens, her first. Here's Haley Engelman. Shot and a miss from 18. Rebound pulled down by Susenbach. She's been a monster on the defensive boards. Greenville up by two, trying to make it a two-score edge. Here's Stearns. Over to Emkin, top of the key. You don't want to leave her free. Left side to Rydens, and Rydens takes a flight with the wrong foot. And again, right in that unforced turnover column. 3:09 to play. Here comes Dangbar. Tries to work it over to Sauble. That would have been a great pass if she was 6'3", but just a little out of the reach of the six-footer. Here we go with Susenbach for Greenville. Moves it over to Funneman. She'll kick it back to Susenbach, and Susenbach will glide to the bucket, push it off the glass, and it's a four-point edge for Greenville. Taking it the other way, Haley Engelman. Engelman will be fouled by Susenbach, her first foul. 8 points for Susenbach, by the way. Stetton will check back in, and Natalie Brown back in. I should say Natalie Brown back in for the first time tonight. Here we go, 2:45, four-point deficit for Nokomis. I believe that's our biggest deficit of the night. This one has been close as can be. Here's Natalie Engelman, three-pointer offline. Rebound pulled down by Rydens for Greenville. They have a chance to go up by three scores here with 2:25 to go. Here's Funneman against Sauble. In, out, out. Sauble going for the rebound. Tries to save it, gets it to Natalie Engelman. Engelman going for that loose ball, and she is fouled. Susenbach picking up a quick pair. Her second foul, six team fouls for the Comets. Here's a pass to Sneddon. Sneddon has to go a distance to recover it and doesn't ever regain her bearings, loses it on the double dribble and leaves her pivot foot, I should say, and a timeout on the floor. 2:08 to go in the third. 24-20, Greenville on top. You're listening to the T-Toad Shootout on WSMI. Abby Susenbach has played one of the more fundamentally sound games here tonight, but pulled together a couple of quick fouls and then just gave it away on a traveling call, but now returned the favor. Now, I should say Nokomis returned the favor, and Greenville has the basketball. Both teams looking to get in a rhythm here. 4-point edge for Greenville. Here's a basketball going to Funneman. They work to Susenbach. Susenbach right baseline, shot too far. Ball pulled down by Haley Engelman. They'll work to Sneddon in the left corner. Sneddon pull-up jumper, too far, rebound Rydens. And again, right now, Greenville owns the defensive boards. 120. Greenville works it into Funneman. Funneman makes a move, loses. Natalie Engelman gets the bucket. 4 points. Nokomis works it up court. Long pass for Haley Engelman. She gets a bucket. Bank shot. 26-22. First points of the night for Engelman. Final minute here of the third. Here's a pass from Susenbach, intended for Stearns, and it goes offline. We have a failure to communicate. Here's a two-on-one opportunity to Sauble! Greenville not on the accelerator on defense. Sauble takes advantage, 26-24. And Sauble with 14 points. Here's Stearns with a three-pointer. Shot and a miss for Greenville. Rydens the rebound. She is a fierce rebounder. And I believe Rydens draws contact from a Nokomis Redskin. Sauble will check out. Bertolino back in there. 25.9. Here's a shot from three. Won't fall for Funneman. Rebound scooped up by Bertolino. And Greenville keeping up the defensive pressure. Haley Engelman trying to get it up court. Stumbles under double coverage. One bucket game Greenville has with 14 seconds left. Funneman. has it from the left corner, puts up a three, no dice. Hemken. Hemken shot and a miss. Rebound pulled down by Dangbar. And she won't get a shot off before the buzzer. 26-24, anybody's ball game. Fourth quarter coming up next. You're listening to the T-Toad Shootout on WSMI. All right, if you're one of those folks who watches games on a tape delay basis, close yours for the next 15 seconds if you're an Illini fan. The Illini fall to Arizona by 4, 83-79 tonight. Nokomis will open up the fourth. Basketball pushed inbounds as it will go to Haley Engelman. Left side, Sneddon. Sneddon well guarded by Susenbach. Key possession here. They work it into Sobel. Back in the lineup, double teamed. Kicks it out to Sneddon. Sneddon to miss from 17. Sobel rebound, a shot and a miss. Great defense there from Greenville. Moving it up court with Stearns as they get another defensive rebound. And that will draw a foul there as that will be foul number two on Haley Engelman. They have done a great job of collapsing on Sobel tonight. Certainly bringing height to that matchup as well. Here's Funneman, right side. Here's a shot from three territory from Emkin, and it's short, about a half foot short. Here's Nokomis. Pass too far for Dangbar as they go for the home run ball. And it will be Greenville basketball again, unforced errors. Greenville in there is Natalie McCullough. Surplus of height here for the Comets. Down to the 7-minute mark, Susenbach. Guarded by Natalie. Left side, Funneman has it, guarded by Sobel on the perimeter. Sobel trying to force a turnover, but not get foul number four. Here's Emkin once again. Emkin struggles to get the handle, kicks it back out to Funneman. Fight for the rebound. And it looks like it will be a Comet foul. The foul will go against Mia Emkin, her third. And time to hit the free throw line. One on one, and that one's in and out. Another defensive board there, Susenbach. They've got the height advantage outside of Sobel. Here's Funneman. They get a little careless, taken away by Haley Engelman. They work up court. Ball broken up. Now they'll work it inside to Sobel. Sobel, turnaround jumper won't drop. But she'll head to the line after forcing a foul. And that will be foul number three on Lily Funneman. 6:16 to play in regulation. And that term regulation may come in to play because this has all the potential for an overtime game. Free throw number one is in the books. Number two sinks as well. Hit that reset switch, my friends. 26 all, 6:15 to go as Greenville goes to work. No one taking over this basketball game tonight. Just kind of a tough grudge match out there. Some great defense, a lot of intensity out there tonight. Some questions about what unfolded. A foul will be called on Natalie Engelman, her second, away from the basketball. Natalie nearly getting the takeaway off the draw. Greenville will reset with 6:04 to go. Inbounds pass coming from Stearns. Stearns gets it over to Susenbach. Susenbach surrounded by three defenders, and it looks like Haley Engelbach. Engelman making contact. I guess I have to change the coach's name too. Here's Susenbach up to the line, and this one rims out. Susenbach had a stretch where she was on fire in a slump of late. Second one rolls through. Greenville back on top, 27-26. 6 minutes to go. Here's Snedden. Snedden from half court will take it herself. In and off the glass. And Nokomis back on top, 28-27. 5 points for Snedden. Here comes Greenville. Emkin trying to drive between three defenders. Back out to Susenbach. Susenbach a three, no. Emkin the rebound, blocked, but fouled by Haley Engelman. We'll make it official here on the sidelines. That will be foul number. Now they will go. They will go with the foul on Natalie Engelman, her fourth. She'll take a break, and they'll bring out Emily Kress. So Emkin heads to the line with a one-point deficit. And she hits the free throw. We're tied at 28. Here's taking it the distance is Dangbar. Dangbar shot and a miss on the layup. Gets her own rebound, but had a foot out of bounds. And Greenville has it once again, 5:28 to go. Hillsborough, a great game today. Great game with Litchfield and Lincolnwood. Another timeout on the floor. 28 all. We'll take a break. 5:21 to go. You're listening to the T-Tote Shootout on WSMI. All right. I want to thank Jennifer back at Mission Control, who is enduring my first basketball in a while. Probably chewing on her nails or whatever else, as I can be a handful. But Greenville back to work as they'll work it from Funneman to Susenbach. Susenbach with the bucket. Nice form there, 30-28. Nokomis. Pass broken up by Susenbach. Snedden still comes up with it. Snedden gets it to Sauble. Sauble, strong move to the bucket. We're tied at 30. Audrey with 18, closing on the 20 mark. Familiar territory for her. Here's Suzuki back in the game with those four fouls. Boy, Susenbach does a great job of getting open. Takes a pass from Funneman. Those two are on the same page. She puts it up and in. Pass over to Sauble. Sauble, turnaround jumper, nice dish to her. The shot won't fall, but again, she is a master of drawing fouls. 32-39, team fouls now for Greenville. That's the fourth on Funneman. His Sauble to the line, off the front of the iron. She'll go for seconds. In and out. In and out. You won't see that all that often. 4.5 minutes to go. Greenville trying to go back up by two scores. Emkin thinks three, but she has Sauble in her face. Backs off. Here's a pass inside to Funneman. Funneman rejected, and the takeaway. Taking your lunch money. Sauble gets it. And Nokomis on the move. Here's Snedden all alone on the left side. Here we're getting inside Sauble. Sauble! Turnaround jumper over two defenders. Tied again at 32. And this, my friends, is going to be a four-minute war. 32 all. Players in foul trouble. It's going to be interesting. Here's a demo derby. And collision there between Brooklyn Suzuki and Addison Dangbar. That's one of those could go either way fouls, and it goes in Nokomis's favor as Dangbar will head to the charity stripe. But like a reality show, we'll have the answer after this. I'm going to Ryan Seacrest you guys. We'll take a break. Well, actually, the officials did, and the media timeout thing. You're listening to the T-Toad Shootout on WSMI. Teetote Shootout versus Cancer. Cancer took Terry away from us, took my mother, but never took his dignity. Now we go back to action here as I think you can tell by the crowd reaction, Dengbar hitting the first of two. The second up and out. 33-32, rebound pulled down, another rebound for Susenbach. Now here's Stearns. 3:35 to go. They're working over to Funneman with those four fouls. 3.5 minutes to play. And they work it inside to Natalie McCullough. McCullough draws a foul, although I think she took a couple of steps before there was contact. But them's the breaks. And she'll head to the line. It's the first free throw. It didn't go in easy, but they don't really talk about that when you look at the scorebook. So we are tied at 33. The second up and out. Rebound to Comas. Foul, by the way, going on Haley Engelman, her fourth. Here's Sneddon. Here's a shot from Engelman. Left side, the three won't fall for Haley. Emkin, a two-on-one, turns into a three-on-two. Emkin going up against Sauble. Sauble breaks up the shot, and Nokomis on the run. Here's Dengbar. They'll work it inside to Kress. Kress loses the handle. Over to Sauble. Sauble is shot and a miss, off balance. 2:45 to go. Every possession gets more and more crucial from here. Here's a takeaway. Emkin tries to get a bounce pass. It was awkward. Taken away by the Skins. They'll move it up to Sneddon. A wave off the bucket. They'll say foul before the play. Foul before the play. And great job by Kress. I believe Kress got that steal for Nokomis. 10 team fouls now. Foul will go against Charlie Stearns, her second. Sneddon, great job to get the bucket, but to no avail. Up to the line. It's the first and two. Not a lot of nylon, a lot of iron, but it looked good going down. 34-33. Sneddon second. Boom! That one was a thing of beauty. Two-point edge for Nokomis. 35-33, 2.5 minutes to go. Here comes Susenbach. Up to the top of the key, and they'll talk it over, a timeout. We'll take one as well. You're listening to the Teetote Shootout versus Cancer on WSMI. 2:24. Who wants it more? It's up for grabs. Anybody's ball game. Two-point edge for Nokomis. Emkin working inbounds pass, gets it around Dengbar. And Susenbach will set things up. She'll set the table here for the Comets. Moves it back to Stearns. Stearns. They're not moving to the basketball. You got to do that, especially in the final 2 minutes. Here's a pass taken away by Dengbar. Emkin tries to get it back, but she just can't get control of it. And I don't know if it shows up as a turnover in the scorebook, but score the turnover in theory to Dengbar. Nokomis on the move. Could go up by two scores for the first time in a while. 1:50 to go. Here's Natalie Engelman, driving right side, quickly draws two defenders. Up top to Sneddon. Sneddon's picked up her game in the second half. She goes to the hoop, but just off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Greenville. Emkin with it across midcourt. 1:30 to go. Here's Funneman. Susenbach. Left side, McCullough. McCullough drives to the bucket. Too hard. Rebound, Sauble. Sauble clears it out and gets it up to Natalie Engelman. We're down to 1:10. Two-point edge for Nokomis. Do you take a clear shot? Maybe. Do you try to milk the final 1:02? Well, of course you're going to get fouled eventually, but you're in control for the moment. Now down to 50 seconds. Here's some tight defense. Emkin all over Emmy Kress. I thought there was contact, but they call her for the double dribble. So Greenville with a huge break there as they will go on the attack. Left side, here's McCullough. They go up top to Stearns. Stearns works the left side. They push it in to Funiman. Funiman off the glass. We're tied, 38 seconds to go. Will it be OT? Will it be a walk-off bucket? We'll find out. Down to 25 seconds. Left side, Dengbar. Down to 20 seconds. Right side, Kress. And a timeout. Nokomis, 13.7 seconds left. Bringing you the final moments of this one after this. You're listening to the T-Tote Shootout on WSMI. I talked about that turnover call on Kress moments ago. She really had to work to contain herself. And I appreciate the officiating crew. You've got to be in charge. You need to call the T's to maintain order. And she didn't say anything from what I could tell across the line. But sometimes in the final moments, in those key moments, you got to give a kid a little more room to express emotion when it's crunch time. And I think that happened there. 13.7 seconds left. Will there be free basketball here at the house that Kimbrough built? We'll find out here in moments. Here's a long pass over to Haley Engelman. We're down to 10 seconds. Snedden now down to 5. Haley Engelman, they try to work it into Snedden and move it over to Sawbowl. Broken up. Pass broken up by Greenville. Three defenders, they knew the basketball. 13.7. You figure the strategy would be feed it to Sawbowl and access denied. We, my friends, are going to overtime. You're at the buzzer. 35 all. OT on the way. You're listening to the T-Toad Shootout on WSMI. You know, shame on me. I failed to mention the officials when I called game three. Hillsborough versus Athens, the legendary Louis Lang, Charles Wagner, and Ryan Mason. Working this game, Brian Sample. Pinch hitting in this one, and Dustin Tolbert and Ed Barrett. Thanks to those gentlemen. Thanks to all of our referees for what they do. So Gary Bowker's stay in the on-deck circle has been extended. And a tip won by Nokomis, won by Sawbowl. They will work it on offense first. A four-minute overtime period. Will it be a one overtime game? We'll find out in moments. Nokomis tries to work it into Sawbowl. At the blocks, turnaround jumper won't fall. Funiman the rebound. Fouls are going to be huge here. Funiman out there with four. Here's Susenbach. Really not getting much help. Now Emkin comes to the basketball. Emkin gets between two defenders, and Greenville will score first in this OT. Emkin into double figures with 11 points. Now Nokomis. Boy, the tension is thick. Here's Snedden into traffic. They will say Snedden drew a foul. I believe that will go against Stearns. Stearns called for a third foul. And again, they are sitting at 10 team fouls. Snedden will head to the line. Two big free throws here. First one up and in. 37-36. 3:13 to go. Let's see a little more ice water in those veins. And a second one right through the nylon. We're tied 37 all once again. What a great game here tonight. Susenbach to McCullough. They work it inside. Funiman loses the handle. Taken away by Nokomis. Here's Natalie Engelman. Engelman over to Dengbar. Up top to Snedden. They're working inside to Sawbowl. Sawbowl will miss on the turnaround jumper again. You got to credit great defense. Won't get the shot, but she draws the foul. And, folks, That's a game changer. That's foul number 5. 4-5-10. Junior forward Lily Funneman. Lily Funneman out of this game. Fouls out of the contest. That will bring Rydens back in. Sobel's first shot from the line in and out. She has been sitting at 20 points for a while. Needs to add to that. And she does it right there. Blackjack, lucky 21. Nokomis back on top, 38-37, 2:45 in the first OT. Will it be the last OT? Susenbach tries to get it to Emkin, tied up as Dangbar and Natalie Engelman swarmed on her like angry bees. Jump ball arrow in favor of the Comets. Here's a pass to Stearns, nearly taken away by Snedden. Emkin looking right side. Susenbach out to Rydens. Rydens all over her is Natalie Engelman, and that defensive pressure pays off. I've used the term unforced error, but Rydens under pressure there. Give some credit to the defense. Checking in for Kress. Haley Engelman back in there. 2:24. Nokomis looking to go up by two scores. Snedden. They work it left side for Haley Engelman. Engelman drives left side. Circles back toward the top. Gets it to Natalie Engelman. 12-foot pull-up, Jay. Won't fall. Sobel trying to get the rebound. Called for over the back. And that is her fourth foul. She's avoided that. Well, she avoided that fourth foul all through the rest of regulation. She had three fouls by halftime. And that will send Susenbach to the line. Susenbach, 13 points tonight. Has a chance to put Greenville back on top with 2:08 to go. First one up and out. And that was a one and a bonus rebound. Sobel clears it out, gets it up to Dangbar. Thought I saw two there, but over to Natalie Engelman. Over to Haley Engelman. Over to Snedden. Left side. Drives a baseline. And they'll call activity away from the basketball. Now they will say it was Snedden who was fouled. That will be foul number 3 on Susenbach. Snedden up to the line again. She's been great from the line. She's money again. Cha-ching! Hits the first, 39-37. Crest back in there for Haley Engelman. Second free throw off the front of the iron. Another defensive board for Greenville. That's a big story tonight. Nokomis up by 2. 1:40 to go. Susenbach looking for help. Sobel closes in, forces the jump ball, and the arrow in favor of the red and black. Kress checks out again, and Haley Engelman in there as they shift the focus back to offense. Natalie Engelman moves it over to Haley Engelman at the top of the key. Right now, Haley's in, surrounded by a couple of defenders, so what do? You call a timeout. Good call there. We'll take one as well. 1:22 to go in this extra session. Nokomis on top by 2. You're listening to the T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer on WSMI. All right, make it happen. That's a big statement there. Nokomis with the basketball trying to make it happen. A two-point edge trying to secure this victory. 1:10 to go. Here is Haley Engelman. Left side for Snedden. The ball handler's trying to work some mastery here. Natalie Engelman inside the rings. Back to Snedden. Under a minute. Double-teamed. And Natalie Engelman. Stearns, I believe, will be called for her foul number 5, if I'm correct. No, that will be foul number 4, as the scorekeeper was just quick on the trigger. Natalie Engelman fouled up to the line. First of 2, sinks it. 40-37. And again, that substitution again, Kress in there once again as they focus on defense. Here's the second shot off the front of the iron. Three-point edge. Still a one-possession game, but you have to get it done from the arc. Here's a shot from three. Speaking of the arc from Stearns, and it just goes a tad too far. Nokomis gets a big rebound there. 35 seconds as Sneddon takes it across midcourt. Dengbar up top, Natalie Engelman. Engelman fouled by Stearns. And her time in the T-Tote shootout has come to an end for 2021. She has fouled out of the contest. In for the Comets, Bailey Wilkerson. Natalie Engelman back up to the line. Misses the first of two with 27.1 to go. And school board member and emergency management legend Joe Gasparich will join us between games. There's a shot up and in by Natalie Engelman. We have a two-possession game. 41-37 outside of the rare four-point play. Down to 20 seconds. Here's a shot from McCullough. McCullough can't connect. Rebound, Natalie Engelman, and Susan Bach comes crashing in. Looked like she could send her to the chiropractor on that one over the back. Four fouls for Susan Bach. Nothing malicious, just the nature of the beast. You're fighting for your lives here, trying to get revenge, and you're down by four. 13.4, and folks, this could be dagger time. Natalie heads up to the line, drains the first. She has hit key free throws here down the stretch. Greenville Keene on Sawbowl. It's up to the perimeter players to rescue the Redskins tonight. Misses the second. Five-point game. Greenville has to work quickly. Down to 10 seconds. Susan Bach, you don't have time to pass. You got to shoot. Here's a shot from Wilkerson in the game. Out of the reach of the bucket, Emkin fires up a follow-up shot, and it's a 42-37 victory for Nokomis, a thriller in OT. Well, we will take a break as we will wrap this one up, a thriller as the excitement continues at the T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer. And a post-game show is sponsored by our good friends at Steak and Shake in Litchfield. Stop by after the game for a delicious steak burger. Back after this on WSMI.